الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه. فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه. فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم، يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسولنا الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الكريم. الحمد لله. First and foremost, we have to thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable benefits, bounties, boons, favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Everything that we have is not a birthright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything due to His karam, due to His benevolence and His mercy. Nothing is our birthright. All our faculties, all our limbs, they're not our birthright. Rather, they are special favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a person has eyes but they cannot see? How many a person has ears but they cannot hear? How many a person has a tongue but they cannot speak? And like that it goes on. How many people have legs but they cannot walk? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone grants the ability to walk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone grants the feet also to walk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone grants everything that we have. It's stated in an ayah of Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if we had to try and enumerate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here one beautiful point that our beloved Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib often makes mention of is that ya ni'mah is in the plural, is in the singular form, not in the plural. So he says no one has to count one. One is one. But nobody can truly evaluate that one ni'mah and that one bounty and boon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives a beautiful example, and he gives the example of a plate of food. And in that plate of food, somebody would have rice, would have potato, would have spices, would have meat. The meat is probably from a farm in another province, in a faraway countryside. The potatoes would also be from another province. The spices could be from overseas, from different countries, from India, from Zanzibar, from wherever else those spices reach our plate. And the rice is probably from China, from India. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that whole system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written everything that had reached our plate, each grain of rice, each piece of potato, every single thing was written for us. Subhanallah. He goes further to say that that plate constitutes so many different ingredients and materials that are put into that plate also. That has all been written for us. That whole system, from how that sand was extracted, how that rock was crushed, how it was melted, how that plate was molded, everything, the packaging, the tree that was cut down to make that box, that whole system, everything was written for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made an elaborate system to sustain us and to give us these ni'mats. Very famous saying, الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. The world was created to serve us, but we've been created for the Akhirah. We've been created to live in the Akhirah. And that is truly Hayawan, that is the true life. We've been created and we've been put in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not created the jinn kind or the mankind except that they make his ibadah. And Mufassireen from among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says that this means that we have been created only to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the means of recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything to take us towards his recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent his anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent his messengers alayhimu salatu wa salam, one after the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent them with the guidebooks for mankind. These divine scriptures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally had sent our Sayyiduna, Habibuna, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the greatest of all kutub, the greatest of all heavenly scriptures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him with the Quran al-Kareem. And anything that has nisbah and has connection with the Quran al-Kareem, it becomes blessed. It becomes, something of reverence, something to revere, and it becomes respected, anything that has a connection to the Quran al-Kareem. So like that, we have this beautiful month of Ramadan. That is at our doorstep. It is not very far. It may seem far, but it is not very far. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that this month of Ramadan, this is the month in which the Quran al-Kareem was revealed. It was the month in which the Quran al-Kareem was sent down to us. And this was the greatest gift to mankind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is connected to Quran al-Kareem. Therefore, he is ashraful makhluqat. He is the best of all mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the best of all books to the best of all mankind. And we often hear the ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored certain things over others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the days of the week with a Friday. From all the days of the week, the most honored day is Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored all the months, had honored Ramadan over all the other months of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored Laylatul Qadr, which is a night in Ramadan in which the Quran al-Kareem was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored it over all other nights. So anything that has a connection with the Quran al-Kareem becomes the greatest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the greatest of all his creation, the most noble of all his creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best ummah to be bearers of this Quran al-Kareem. So it is a great boon and favor and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this month of Ramadan is given to us time and time again for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to realize our goal, and our maqsad of our lives. The life that we have been given is not ours. The life we've been actually borrowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has borrowed this life to us to do good, to make it useful, and to make our Jannah. And this is the purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these seasons to turn back to Him, to give us this boost. A businessman has his best, has his season. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the believers the season of Ramadan to turn back to Him, to recognize Him. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith said, if my ummah realized what Ramadan really is, then they would wish and they would hope that the entire year would be Ramadan. That is how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and in turn the followers of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and our pious elders, they viewed Ramadan as a great gift and a boon and a bounty and something to cherish and something to favor. We count the days. We count off the days. I have three more Fridays to go and then I can have my Friday lunch. But our pious predecessors had a totally different approach. Their approach was that we can't wait for Ramadan to come. We can't wait for this great season of Ramadan to come forward for us to experience that beautiful sweetness of making ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all distractions in this month also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chained the rebellious shayateen away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept them away from us. So what is left is only our nafs. If we are committing sin in that month, we need to realize that it is our nafs, it is ourselves, it is our carnal desires that are at play. And if we do not sort out our carnal desires before Ramadan, and we do not have some system and some preparation in place, Ramadan is a great guest, and it is an honorable guest that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to us on a yearly basis. We don't know how many Ramadans we will see. We don't know if we will see the coming Ramadan. But it's a beautiful saying I've read many a time. I don't know who to attribute it to, but it's not my saying. They say that if we live our Ramadan, if we live our lives like Ramadan, then our death will come like Eid. So this is our entire life, and every day of our lives should be lived like Ramadan, and should be inculcated with ibadah. We should imbibe ibadah into our lives, fasting in our lives. So if we do not start preparing for Ramadan outwardly and inwardly, it's going to become difficult. Outwardly, the outward fasting on a Monday, on a Thursday, the outward fasting on Ayyamul Bidh, things like this will prepare us for the outward aspect of Ramadan, the outward fasting. And our, obviously, performing our Salah, our Awabin after Maghrib Salah, and performing all our Nawafil after Isha will prepare us in some way for the Taraweeh Salah. Otherwise, it will come as a very difficult thing upon us, and it will come as a sudden change in our system, in our routine. It will be difficult on our bodies. We'll see a slack in our bodies during that time, which we do not want to see. We want to be energetic for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the great season when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has multiplied the rewards of good deeds manifold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has multiplied it. So we want to be energetic both outwardly and inwardly. We don't want our nafs and our carnal desire and our inward passions to take over and to overpower us to such an extent that even though this great season is upon us, we should be committing sin and we should be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not performing our salah on time. So like how a guest comes to our house, prior informs us about his arrival, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that every year on this, at this time, this month, this guest is coming to you. So prepare for it. We need to prepare in a beautiful manner. And as we know, this deen didn't come to us directly. It didn't come directly to any one of us. This deen came to us through a beautiful chain, through a beautiful sanad. And that chain is very protected. So we always look at our pious predecessors who have passed on. How did they treat this month? How did they regard the certain action? And like that, we will be protected, we'll be saved, and we'll know how to carry ourselves out. There is always protection in following the ways of our akabir, following the ways of our aslaf, our pious predecessors. In this is our safety. In this is our protection. And in this, we see an example of how to best emulate the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, how to best emulate the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. I've given a small introduction to what we will speak in the upcoming weeks, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the Ulama publications team. I don't want to make it very long tonight. It's the first night also, inshallah. And I would, in the upcoming weeks, inshallah, we would discuss the way our aslaf prepared for this month, the way our pious predecessors prepared for this month in advance, and what should we do to try in a small way, even if we can't do everything of that, but we should try in a small way to try and prepare for this month so we can take full benefit from the month and we can welcome this guest with open arms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, me firstly and all of us. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.